In Psalm 116, verses 12 and 13, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord." John, do you remember once you said to me that it is much more difficult to prepare for a short sermon than for a long one? Right, I'll take up your challenge. I'll try and do this in 15 minutes instead of 40 without missing anything out. All of us loves life. It's wonderful to be alive, to be able to see. We've been thinking of that. To be able to think, to have families, to be able to run, to be able to swim. All these things are wonderful indeed. Do you appreciate the things with which you were born? Do you appreciate his benefits? Now, benefits, in a way, is much wider than the gift of life. It means the good things that the Lord gives to us in life. Our loved ones, our homes, our friends, our country, our education, but don't mention it. Yeah, all sorts of things like that. Well, you think about how you love life and how many wonderful things that the Lord has given to you. How should we thank God enough? Where do we begin? Now, it is true that we may thank God every day. 10,000 precious gifts our daily thanks employ. And I suggested to you before, try counting up to 100 at least. Keeps us alert, keeps us alive, keeps us appreciative. Count your blessings one by one, will it? And it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Keep surprised. Keep appreciative. Keep loving life. For the reason that this text says that the best is yet to come. The last of life for which the first was made. So what shall we render unto the Lord? How shall we thank him? Well, of course we can say, thank you. A child will say, thank you, if it's been well taught. I don't know that it will by nature, but a child will say, thank you. Or we may show by our general attitude to the people who've been kind to us that though we don't actually say thank you, we do appreciate the wonderful gifts of life, the wonderful things that they give to us too. There are various ways in saying thank you. But how do we say thank you to God? It is a wonderful thought that this word from the scriptures suggests to us. That the Lord is thanked when we ask him for more of the same. No, not more of the same. More and better than what we've received. You see, the things we've enjoyed have taught us to value our lives, to appreciate the things that we've been given. We're alert to these things and we love these things. We enjoy these things. And now, something better? How can we get something better? And does that please the Lord? Aren't we grabbing? Aren't we saying that we're not satisfied with what we've got so far, that we must have something extra? Well, I think this verse is a bit like the verse in the Psalms that says, it is time for thee, Lord, to work. Who are we to tell the Lord what it's time to do? But the Psalm, the word of God, says we may. And this is another verse, a bit like this. We may ask for more, and that's fine. Oliver Twist asked for more and brought down the wrath of the whole establishment upon him. We may ask for more. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation. Something definite. Something that commits you one way or the other. I will take the cup of salvation. Now that's a picture language, the cup. I will drink salvation, the whole glass, the whole drink. Drink it from the top to the bottom. Drink as much as I can take. I will drink salvation. How can I drink salvation? I will take the cup of salvation. Before I answer that question, do you see what is happening, don't you? The Lord is saying, you've had all these wonderful things. You've had all these wonderful benefits. You've had lots of years to enjoy them, lots of years to appreciate them. Now, I've got something better for you. Really? Something better? Something better than all these wonderful things that we have known? Yes. Something spiritual. Many of us listening to this or before we were saved couldn't grasp what it meant that there was something spiritual that was better for the wonderful things we knew by nature. But the Lord says, I've got something far better in store for you. The things that you appreciate, you do this feeling unwell. You don't enjoy them as much, but it's a sinful world. Or they induce in you some pride or something of that sort if they're spiritual, if they're earthly gifts I've given you, talents. But the Lord says, there is something much much better. Some of you know what it is. Some of you will need to seek and discover what it is that is so much, much better than all the good things we've received. And the Lord says, yes, it's salvation. What does that mean? Salvation. Well, we were born in trespasses and sins. We all know from the beginning that we're not as we should be. Now, I would say of Ethan that he's a nice boy. I would say of Abby that she's a nice girl. But compared with what God demands for us to go to heaven, they don't stand a chance. My comparison of Ethan is only with all the other boys. I think he's better. Or Abby with all the other girls. I think she's better. But God doesn't see us like that. He sees us as we really are. Sees the minute we lose our temper. Sees the minute we turn lazy and sees the minute we switch off. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. But the Lord knows that we're full of sin. We don't know it. We're in darkness. So what's to be done about this? Well, the Lord Jesus has sent his Son into the world, fully human, fully God, but without sin as a man, so that he could bear the punishment that we are due for our lifelong sins. He took them all away at Calvary, long before we were thought of. But all our sins, the intention is that for the one who believes, all our sins were laid on him, and all his perfections accounted to us. That's the way to heaven. It's the only way to be righteous. It's the only way to be perfect. Because the life of the Lord Jesus is imputed to us and the merits of his death counted towards us. So here goes. Why not drink that cup of salvation? Why not enjoy it? Why not drink it to the full? Why not savor it, flavor it? Just enjoy it well. It is the thing that means life. I expect you know that the old fruit drinks called cordials comes from the Latin heart revivers. They're heart revivers. And there is no heart reviver like the cup of salvation, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed for our sins. I will take the cup of salvation. The Lord Jesus says that this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Drink ye all. Everyone drink. Drink ye all of it. Christ's death upon the cross was God's engagement to save those who committed themselves to him, believed in him, and trusted in him. The cup of blessing, said Paul, which we bless. At the communion, we drink the wine in commemoration of the shed blood of our precious Redeemer. That's the only way of salvation. We take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Now, you can call upon the name of the Lord when you're not a believer. Sometimes, if the Lord is seeking us, he will answer those unbelieving prayers. But for the most part, it is true to say that the only prayers that are answered are the prayers of those who believe in his dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. By him we may approach to the Father and ask what he will give us. What shall we render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward us? Well, count your blessings. And if they're a taster for what follows, take that cup of salvation. It's going to be infinitely, 100 times, 1,000 times, much better, and certainly millions of times more lasting than any of the good things you've ever known upon earth before you were saved. Taste the things of the Spirit, the things of the blood of Christ. And then, so saved, so trusting, we may come into the presence of the Lord, call upon him, know his smile, know his approval, know that he will lead us, guide us, be in us until the end of our days, and then we shall see the glory of his dear Son and of himself forever in the glory. Isn't that attractive? Isn't that wonderful? And how can that be measured against the wonderful things that we know anyway? Truly the Lord is good to his people. Amen.